Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to my podcast. This is Angela Valentine. I'm delighted to be here. I'm a Google certified trainer and a college instructor. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm an author, and a host of other things. And today's just a very special day because for a long time now, I've been talking to many people about my passion for technology. And every person that I speak with, there's some type of nugget or something that I can share with them to just enhance their knowledge of technology. And I just love to see those light bulbs go off in their eyes to say, oh, I never knew that, or thank you for helping me with that. So I've been thinking about for a long time how I may be able to use the internet and to use social media platforms and platforms such as this one, the blogtalkradio.com platform, to just expand my reach and to see if I can use this to get more information into the hands of more people, because I'm only one person. I can only teach, you know, on-site classes and so many people, that so many students at a time. So by this way, hopefully I'll begin to broaden my reach and be able to help a lot more people. So again, I'm delighted to be here. This is my first podcast, so we'll see how it goes. My goal is to keep them short and sweet, but informative. I want you to walk away with knowledge that you didn't have before, maybe a different way to think of technology, because I've been interested in studying technology for a long time. I started off as a computer science major in college, and then added some business courses and some things like that. And even till today, I still study different types of platforms, and I'm always eager to get new certifications in different software programs and technology forms and things like that. So I'm a continual learner, and I love doing that. But I said before, I want to begin to share this knowledge with other people. And through these podcasts, hopefully you'll get something out of it and you'll learn a little bit more about technology. And I can encourage you to become a champion of technology as well. Now that I have a 10-year-old son, I'm even more interested in technology and as far as technology or education when the kids are in the classrooms, because I know there are some kids that have the one-to-one Chromebooks or different devices in the classrooms. And then I speak to other people where the kids don't have any type of technology at all. So there are going to be a host of subjects that I will address over time. It's going to be my goal as well to bring in guests. And I have a very special guest on the line with me today that I'm going to bring on in just a second. I'm just delighted for her to be here with me, and you'll hear a little bit more about her. But I want to really appeal to parents. That's, I think, at the core of what I do. I really want to talk to parents, first of all, about their knowledge of technology and then what their kids are learning, because I guess sometimes we may think that we have missed the boat when it comes to technology and there's only so much that we're going to learn. But since our kids' future is going to be involved with technology, we need to make sure we're putting them on the right path to learn the things that they need to learn at whatever level they're in. So my platform of choice is Google for Education, and that's where I got my certification, is under that platform. And the lady I'm going to bring on with me today is an expert with educating children. And it was actually my journey with Google that allowed me to cross paths with her, because she actually became one of my colleagues in the Google for Education platform in the means of the homeschool organization. And I'm going to bring her on the line. Hopefully I can make this work and get her connected and get her on live. I'm going to see if Joyce Burgess can join me. Joyce, are you on the line with me?
I sure am, Angela. How
there
are
you
doing?
Are. Good, I made this work. I am great.
I know.
I am so excited, Joyce. I'm so delighted to have you with me. You are the founder, or one of the founders, you and your husband, Eric Burgess,
are the founders of the National Black Home Educators Group, network, or whatever you may call it, organization. And when Google finally opened up the platform for homeschoolers, and as a trainer, I said, oh, my God, that's one of the groups that I really want to be in touch with and involved with because of the parents and bringing the parents on board. We can't always depend on the teachers to give the kids the education because, as I mentioned right at the start of the podcast, that some of the kids don't even have the Chromebooks or the technology in the classroom, and the parents need to be aware so that they can, you know, use other means to get that to their children. But I just want to, first of all, let you have a moment to just introduce yourself and tell us about a little bit about your work with what you do with NBHE. And then I want to talk about, you know, what should parents, in your opinion and what you've seen over the years and with your expertise, how should we approach education with our children, especially when it comes to technology. So you want to just take a moment? I know that's a mouthful, but the short version, don't feel any pressure to go into a lot of length because, as I said, I want to keep these short. But just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about that subject, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you and all of your many accomplishments and how you have gone the extra mile for yourself and for your family to invest in technology so that we can all be at the helm of what's going on with the changing times in our nation, in our world, on a global level. I started homeschooling nearly 30 years ago. I have 5 children, been married to my high school sweetheart for almost 40 years, and you know, just in that journey, we decided that we were going to homeschool our children, which was one of the best decisions we could have ever made. Now, of course, during the time, you didn't think like that at the beginning of homeschooling. Mm-hmm. You didn't think. But, you know, now that the children are adults, now they have their own children, I see that it was one of the best things that we could have ever done. And I know that one of my principles or philosophies of homeschooling once I got into the journey was to create the adults that I want to spend time with, create the children, rather, to be the adults that I want to spend time with once they're married and raising their own families. And I just can't think of anyone I'd rather spend time with than my own children and their families. It's just a lot of vibe, lots of energy that goes on there. Now seeing children, the children homeschool their children, and we're in the third generation homeschooling as a family. So, but I have seen how homeschooling has evolved over the years from, you know, just the simple textbooks, work texts, or even just, you know, doing field trips, and how everything is centered around technology, which I've become, I've started to love technology more and more now because, of course, there's very little that you can do without it. And believe me, if there is someone that can try to figure out how to live without technology, it's me. Simply because, you know, I'm very old-fashioned, I'm very domestic, you know, just kind of a homebody. But I see the value in technology, especially when it comes down to tutoring our children. You know, I think there are some parents that may not even want to homeschool or they can't homeschool their children, but they can still be parentally involved and engaged in their children's education. So my husband and I manage the National Black Home Educators along with the many, many members that are part of this organization across the country. And one of the things that we do is we monitor and we manage the education of our children, whether they're homeschool, charter school, private school, public school. We are managing that education for our children. And I'm seeing children who are homeschooled graduate homeschooling at the age as early as 11 and 13 years old and going off to college and actually, you know, getting 2 and 3 degrees, you know, in some of our most prestigious colleges across the country. So I don't know if I answered all of your questions within the time, but I just, you know, want people to know that technology and homeschooling or technology and education, you know, it's like combining the traditional way of teaching and the technical way or the digital way of teaching, that the two of them can marry. It's a beautiful blend. It's a beautiful blend.
And I think also, thank you, Joyce, for those comments, but I think also it's a necessary blend. It's a, you know, we may want to put our heads in the sand and say, oh, it's too much and we don't know where to start and it's so much out there and this and that and the other. Well, the kids are already on technology. You know, they already know more than we know. Absolutely. It's amazing. It's amazing what they pick up because they're born with these gadgets in their hands pretty much. And they don't know life without, we know life without technology, right? But they don't know that that is their world. And just imagine by the time they're adults, what the world is going to be because technology is moving so fast. So, you know,
and they may as well be trained in a positive way to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I'm so thankful for our partnership because we get it. We get the vision.
And
we know that it's necessary. And it's almost like, you know, when you and I, the past several months, has it been years now? How long have we known each other since we've been on this project? But we've been, it's almost like we're just preaching to the choir when we're on the phone. We so get it. And we know the importance of the adult involvement because here's the deal. If we don't guide our children on the right path when it comes to technology, they're going to learn it. They're going to learn it on YouTube. They're going to learn it from their friends and all these other sources that may not be the best sources. I mean, there's a plethora of subjects out there that I'd like to address with digital citizenship and safety and cyberbullying and all these things that are coming on the forefront that we can't as parents. Bury our heads in the sand about this. We have to be involved with our kids. We're going to have to get on here and learn a little bit about the technology ourselves so we know how to monitor and how we can kind of guide them in the right way when we see some things that are awry, you know, and it's going to take some effort on our part, but it's the world that we live in. So I'm just hopeful that these podcasts, as we go forward, is a way for us to get our voices out there and to say, here, parents, here's a resource for you. Here's some things. I mean, little by little, week by week, we're just going to peel back this onion and look at some free tools. I'm all about, there's so much free information out there. Oh, my goodness. And it's good information. There are good apps. There are good technology tools that are free to everyone. But we just need to
and
know
you can help
what
us
those things are.
Navigate that. And you can help us navigate what those good tools are. Because as you said, you know, there's bullying. Then you have the sexual predators out there. So,
absolutely.
You know, you can help us navigate what those positive tools are.
And that is my goal. Yeah. And especially as a Google certified trainer, and I live here in the northwest Chicago suburbs. And, you know, Chicago in and of itself, if you say that, you know, there are things that we need to just kind of be on guard with our children. But just not Chicago, just anywhere today. And even the small towns, the rural towns, there's just kids just going haywire with, you know, just not being on the right path without the proper guidance. But there are tools and things that I have available as a trainer that I want to be able to spread that information to other people free of charge. And, you know, these podcasts, they're going to be great going forward. So thank you. I've just got a notice in my little ear that I have a few seconds left because I did want to keep this very short. And I'm going to be true to my word. Thank you, Joyce Burgess. This is not the last time I will be speaking with Mrs. Burgess. She will be on future podcasts with me because we're joined at the hip at this point because we're so passionate about this subject. So I encourage you to pass the word on, and we're going to have a schedule up where we'll have these podcasts getting on a frequent schedule where you can tune in live, call in live with your questions, and we'll be glad to entertain them and hopefully, like I said, pass off some good information to you as parents and as adults and as what I'd like to call champions of technology. We want you to become a champion of technology. So thank you again, Joyce, for spending a little bit of time with me. God bless you, and I will
it's
be scheduling more podcasts in the future, and I will be delighted to have you on as my guest again.
Would love to come
back. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a good day.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.